Imagine you're just sitting at work or you're doing a bit of stuff around the house or you're working on a particular house and you see that there's a fire. You see a lady come running out and she seems quite safe and you think, oh, that's great. There's no one inside anymore. But then she says, there's a baby. My baby's inside. Please, won't someone rescue my baby? It sounds like a movie script, doesn't it? A movie scene. But it actually happened this afternoon in Bentley East, where two tradesmen, or two people, have rescued a seven-month-old baby. One of them is Tony Morris. Hello, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What were you doing before you heard that there was a baby inside?
Oh, well, I was just sort of driving down Tucker Road and saw the smoke. So I turned into the street and saw the flames gushing out of the Landrum window. So I jumped out of the car and obviously the mother was in the front yard frantic, saying, get my baby out, get my baby out. And she was trying to instruct me to go through the front door, but obviously the flames everywhere, like I couldn't do that. And I don't really know why, but me and Warwick, the other man that was with me, we just jumped the side fence and smashed the window in, and our visibility was zero. We couldn't see anything. And we just sort of reaching inside and held onto a cot and dragged the cot back to us. And fortunately for us, the baby rolled towards me and I grabbed the baby and sprinted off across the backyard.
Oh, was the baby crying? Could you hear the baby if you couldn't see him or her?
That was the only thing we could sort of work out, that the baby was in there and was okay or sort of okay. And, you know, obviously we couldn't see, so we're just feeling around and we knew we had to get the baby out because the baby was screaming. And I know it's a funny feeling in your head when you hear a baby scream. We sort of stayed fairly calm, but we didn't really know what we were going to do. But as I said, we grabbed the cot and the cot was reachable and the baby just rolled to us and I just sprinted off with the baby.
Did you know that the baby's room was in the window that you were going into, Tony?
No, not at all.
So that's a fluke, isn't it, really?
Well, it is. Like, I'm sort of at work now talking to my workmates about it and I don't know why we jumped the fence. I don't know why we picked that particular window, but we got very lucky in that sense, like that we did that.
Did you know Warwick? Warwick's the other guy who helped you out. Did you know him at all before? No.
Never seen him before in my life.
So why were you both just standing there thinking, well, I'm going in, you're going in?
There was four or five other people out the front and no one really knew what to do. Like, and I can't really explain it. Just that the two of us jumped over the side fence and we saw a window. We couldn't hear the baby crying at that stage, but once we'd smashed the window, we could hear, obviously, the baby crying. And it was really difficult because we couldn't see. And it was another bit of luck. That it was, the cot was, like, reachable and we dragged the cot over and, you know, lifted the cot up and the baby just rolled to us.
It sounds to me in your voice, Tony, that you still kind of can't believe it's happened either.
No, look, I'm quite emotional. Like, I can't believe that, like, I had, like, a little baby in my hands, like, that was in a house that was burning down. Like, I still can't really believe it. But, you know, Warwick and I just did what we had to do. And then a lady was over the back fence yelling out, she was a nurse. And I just sort of passed the baby to, I don't know that lady's name, and then I turned around and I couldn't see where I was going, so I just ran through the side of the house to get out the front, and so I'm here today to talk about it.
Was there a moment at all, Tony, during all of this that you thought to yourself, what the hell am I doing?
Oh, look, I was a bit worried when the lady was asking me to run through the front door.
yeah.
Like, you know, when someone's screaming saying that there's a baby inside, like, you know you have to do something, but, you know, you don't experience these things every day, so I don't know why I jumped over the front fence, but I wasn't going through the front door.
Right, no, because you could obviously, something deep inside, there's a sort of an instinct, isn't there, that says, no, that's not the right way. Tony, well done to you, and I think on behalf of the family, they'll be in your debt for the rest of their lives, especially that little girl.
Yeah, exactly right. No, it was good to be able to help them, and I hope that everything's fine for the little baby.
I think you're allowed to go and have a beer now.
I've already had one.
All right, go and have another one, but just don't drive.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. All the best to you.